This is Dr. Claire McCord, president of McCord Consulting and author of Human Renaissance, The New World of Your Power. Welcome to my audio blog series. This entry is entitled, Change Your Story, Change Your Life. What's your story? Is it bringing you joy, abundance, and love, or is it holding you in patterns you'd like to change? The good news is, you're in control. You have power to shift any or all aspects of your life through reinventing and rewriting yourself. I'm sure you've noticed the trend in popular marketing, especially in social media, to use elements of a very personal story to attract customers or followers who resonate with that story. Visuals that portray scenes from the story are important. In addition, some marketing gurus encourage clients to make use of archetypes, which are also images from the collective consciousness that symbolize certain human attributes at a conscious and unconscious level and trigger deep emotional associations. So if I brand myself as a hero or a goddess, I am calling forth that energy and attracting in those that have it or want to acquire it. In truth, the most important consumer of your marketing story is you. Every minute of every day, you broadcast your unique IP address, largely based on your personal story, into every cell of your body and out into the universe. By the law of attraction, you then attract into your life whatever body characteristics, health, relationships, business, or material things that vibrate to that story. The law goes like this: like attracts like. Here are a few tips to revise or rewrite any part of your story. Locate an area in your life where you might be stuck in an old pattern that no longer serves you, or an area where you just feel like, that isn't me anymore. Second, ask yourself what the old story was that might be playing over and over. Jot notes about the old story, maybe even write it all out. Whatever gets you in touch with it the best. Third, is there an archetype associated with your old story? For example, maybe you think you are aging too rapidly, and you realize that to be a wise woman, you had associated yourself with a traditional old crone, like a witch. Uh-oh, goddess or angel might be a better choice. Fourth, close your eyes and give love to your old story. Not pushing it away, but letting it dissolve in your love. It has served you well, and now it's time for a new show. Fifth, relax. Take a breath and write your new story. Imagine all that you can create in that area of your life. Enjoy it, feel it, fly with it. Finally, review your story and feel it. Do this at least once a day, enjoying its new vibration, making any new changes you might like to make, and broadcasting it out into the universe. Watch and see what happens in your life. Contact me if you'd like to work more with your new stories for this new phase of your amazing life. Here's to your renaissance.